Hey everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Chilling with Cheese. Got a good show for you tonight. We're going to talk about a few different topics. We're going to also delve into football towards the end of the show because training camp is started, but at the beginning of the show, we're going to touch on some of the boxing things going on. I was able to go out to Las Vegas this past week to the Sergey Kovalev Najib Mohammadi fight. Great night. Really enjoyed it. Jean Pascal and Yuniski Gonzalez fight was fantastic. Crowd really enjoyed that fight. Actually, to me, that was the fight of the night because after the first round of the Sergey Kovalev fight, it was pretty much over in my eyes because you can see that Mohammadi did not want to be in that ring. But again, Sergey came in and did what he had to do. Was, after the first round, he was in Mohammadi's head already, so it was pretty much over. I mean, you can see that the guy kind of didn't want to be in there after that second round when he was knocked down a couple times, so it was a matter of time. Also, we want to touch on tomorrow night's big fight on ESPN, the premier boxing champions. Two pretty good fights on the card tomorrow night. You got Daniel Jacobs going against Sergio Latin Snake Mora. Should be a pretty good fight. Daniel Jacobs, Brooklyn guy, so he's going to be playing sort of a home game for himself, so that should be interesting for him. Also, Paulie Malignaggi going against Danny Garcia, which is a pretty good fight. I mean, I'm interested to see how Malignaggi looks after he was taken out big time last year by Sean Porter. Danny Garcia, on the other hand, it was a tough fight against Lamont Peterson. I had Lamont Peterson winning that fight. Obviously, Danny got the majority decision, but I, like a lot of other people at ringside, had Lamont Peterson beating him. And also, we're going to touch on Floyd Mayweather. Now, it's about 6 weeks out to September 12th, and Floyd has still not found an opponent, which is kind of crazy to me because usually we had these big fights like this. A lot of camps want 8 weeks training, and tomorrow will be 6 weeks before the fight, which I don't know what that's about. I mean, you hear Andre Berton, which I don't know. I mean, I don't even know who else he may want to pick for that fight. There are also rumors about him having it on CBS regular TV. So I don't know. This is supposedly his sixth and final fight with CBS Showtime. So we'll see if it goes down like that. Floyd pretty much runs his own thing. So whatever he says goes pretty much. I mean, MGM, you know the fight's going to be there. You know it's going to be September the 12th. And anything and everything is pretty much catered to the Mayweather camp in Vegas. And, I mean, he's brought the town a lot of money, brought MGM a lot of money. So it's a partnership that's probably going to go down as one of the tightest partnerships as far as venue and fighter, seeing as though Floyd hasn't fought anywhere else in years. I mean, it's been a long time. So I assume in the next few days he has to name an opponent for September the 12th. Also, the big fight, HBO pay-per-view fight card that was just finalized, and I was sent an email as well. October 17th, Gennady Golovkin and David Lemieux, which is a pretty good fight. And I got to commend Golden Boy and Oscar De La Hoya because he said last year, and he's been saying it for a while now, that He doesn't care who it is. He just wants to make the big fights for the fans. And I got to say, the man has really been holding his word. Dave Lemieux is a tough fighter. Of course, Gennady Golovkin fought in May and took down Willie Monroe. And I happened to be at that fight at the Fabulous Forum and the Revamp Forum in Los Angeles. And I tell you what, that night of boxing was off the chain. It was packed. The fans were rowdy. I mean, having a good time. Ramon Gonzalez, who is in my top 10 pound for pound. If you haven't seen this guy, please stay tuned October 17th for the pay-per-view at Madison Square Garden. This guy is a real treat from Nicaragua. Of course, his idol growing up was the great Alexis Arguello. So this guy has a whole total package. To me, he's a flyweight kingpin. And you say he's an action fighter, and this is the second time these guys are going to be going around on the same card between him and Golovkin, which I think is a perfect card because these two guys are action fighters and they really get it done in the ring, and they've developed a huge following really quickly. Of course, Golovkin, he is willing to travel anywhere to fight, and I respect that guy. I mean, from Carson, California to Madison Square Garden to back to LA, back to Madison Square Garden again. And he's developed quite a following. I've been fortunate enough to be at three of his fights, and he brings his fans from Kazakhstan. I mean, they had the flags waving and the t-shirts and hats, and it's a pretty cool look for him. Of course, Ramon Gonzalez. He is the favorite son of Nicaragua. And again, if you haven't seen this young man fight, stay tuned October 17th. He's a really dynamic young fighter, little young fighter. I mean, he's 28 at this point. But they don't have an opponent for him yet, but they'll iron that out within the next week or so. So you guys want to call in, chime on anything, you can call in at 718. 305-6496. 718-305-6496. Again, we can also talk. I know you guys are interested in training camp, and which just got underway. So if you guys want to chime in on your favorite team, I got a lot of listeners across the country. So if you want to call in and talk about what your team is doing or what has it done to improve. And we're all about listening, and we're gonna bounce it off heads as we as the show goes on. But I want to get into, first of all, there's been a lot of talk about what is going to happen with Floyd and after the 6-year deal, I mean, six fight deal is over with. Whether he's going to continue to fight. And in my mind, I think he may continue to fight. I'm not altogether sure, but I just think if you're going to have a fight with the likes of, say, a Andre Berto, and you're going to tie the record for an undefeated fighter, I think if you go out with a bang with a big time fight, because, that's my thinking personally. I don't know exactly what his camp is thinking. So, we'll look forward to seeing. Floyd's always an exciting guy in and out the ring. Well, not, he's more exciting outside the ring for my money, but we'll see. Also, I want to touch on something. When I was in Las Vegas a few days ago, I met a young man from Baltimore, Maryland, a kid by the name of Cassius Chaney. Obviously, he was named after the great Muhammad Ali, and he's now living in New Haven, Connecticut. And this young man is from my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland. So I had an opportunity to meet and chat with him, his brother, his father. Real good kid. He took it. He took his opponent out so quickly that if you blinked or went to get anything to drink, it was over. But the kid is very athletic. He is what I call a hybrid heavyweight, meaning he's a tall kid, but he's very athletic. And he's a cross between a sort of like a Muhammad Ali and like a Riddick Bowe, where he's athletic and move a little bit and got power. So it was real nice meeting him, and very humble young man. So good to see him putting my hometown on the map, back on the map in the boxing scene once again. So again, I want to thank his promotion company, Main Event, for showing me a good time, and Kathy Duven and Ellen Haley for allowing me to come out. So that was pretty cool too. Also, as I stated before, I'll be having a clothing line of sorts. I mean, mainly t-shirts and hats coming out towards the end of the month. It'll be a selected line for women called Sweeter Science. And it's a really nice look. I've got a lot of great feedback from a lot of ladies who think it's a great idea, giving me great ideas. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also trying to, you know, get the ladies more involved in boxing, because I think that'll be a good look as well. For the guys, there'll be, you know, a variety of t-shirts and fitted hats. We have the sort of like the Mexican style with the green, red, and black. The green, red, white, and black. United States colors will have it in the CWC logo on them. So it'll be a good look. I'm working on getting a few big names to wear it, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure, but I worked on that when I was in Las Vegas, so we'll see what happens with that. But nevertheless, if you guys want to call in, again, the number is 718-305-6496. You can call in. We talk hoops, football, baseball, whatever you guys feel like you want to talk about. It's a Friday night, so I know a lot of you guys are out and about. If you listen to the show, I really appreciate it, because you're going to be doing a lot of other things. So I really appreciate it. So ladies, don't be shy. You want to talk football, basketball, boxing, MMA, whatever you guys feel like you want to talk about, just call in. And I see I have quite a few listeners, but I guess everybody's being shy at this point. But again, the number is 718-305-6496. Again, as far as boxing is for tomorrow, like I said, it will be a pretty big card. I mean, not a big card, but it'll be a very interesting card tomorrow at the Barclays in Brooklyn. I know the crowd will be up for that. Of course, Danny Garcia, Puerto Rican kid from Philadelphia, he will have a huge following. But Paulie Malignaggi, being from Brooklyn, he will also have a lot of people supporting him as well. Look, I'll get into a few scores for you guys until anyone feels like they want to call in at 718-305-6496. Kansas City is up on Toronto 5-3, the end of the sixth. We have the Mets up on Washington 1-0 at the end of the sixth inning. Pittsburgh is up on Cincinnati 5-3. No outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. San Francisco's losing to Texas in the top of the third, 6-2. The Yankees up on the White Sox, 6-0. Yankees, I wasn't expecting them to hang in there this long, but they're getting a great season from Alex Rodriguez, who just turned 40 last week. I wanted to say something about A-Rod. Even going back to when A-Rod was 17, 18 years old, I always thought he was probably going to be one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. And of course, he turned out to be a great player. I'm under those people who look at A-Rod as a guy who did not need any kind of performance-enhancing drug or steroid or whatever you want to call it, because the kid was so naturally talented at 17 that I don't think he even needed that. And to say if he would have been at 600 and something home runs, I don't know. But my money says he would have been over 500 at this point without him. So I guess when his career is over, you may say, well, does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Or, I mean, it's a lot of debate on that. I'm one of those believers that he was going up against a lot of pitchers that were on steroids. So, I mean, I would have to give him a nod in. I mean, as far as this year's concerned, I hear he's been a model citizen and doing everything right, saying all the right things. So, A-Rod is kind of one of the big reasons the Yankees are leading the American League East. So we'll see about that. The Dodgers will be playing the Angels in Battle Los Angeles later on at 10:10 Eastern Time tonight. So that'll be a good battle. Of course, Clayton Kershaw missed a start, but they say he may be back for the next start, a minor injury. So we'll see how that goes. So again, if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6496. That's 718-305-6496. I want to also touch on something else when I was out in Las Vegas, which went when it was 198.5 degrees. I swear it was so hot there. And they say dry heat, which is humid here, but when it's 105, I mean, hot is hot. But it was a great time. I got to meet a lot of good people. Gentleman by the name of Norm Fraunheim. He writes for 15 Rounds and Ring Magazine. This gentleman has been around the sport a long time, and was able to spend a lot of time with him over the weekend, and really made me feel welcome, and I really appreciated that. Also, again, Karen Mulvaney of HBO Boxing, got to see him out there, and he was, as usual, class guy, very respectful to me, gave me a lot of information, a lot of insight, which I really appreciate. Because these guys, they're out there doing their own thing, so they really don't have to, get involved with a, a little, shall we say, little person in the boxing industry. I mean, boxing media, but they took the time, and I really appreciate it. So that was cool as well. It was actually my first time at a post-fight press conference, and unique experience. Yunisky Gonzalez, who he's one of those guys who wears his heart on his sleeve, and he was obviously in tears at the post-fight press conference. But it was a unique situation. He was in tears because he felt he let his camp down, and I couldn't help but to think part of that is from his Cuba roots, where this gentleman. I say gentleman because he was a perfect gentleman, was just thankful for the opportunity to be fighting and doing what he does and, doing what he loves to do. And man, it took me back for a minute because even in his disappointment when he walked off the stage, I shook his hand and he smiled and he said, "Thank you." I'm like, this guy's thanking me and he just lost a hard decision. So, that'll stay etched in my mind. Course, Sergey Kovalev. Well, if you ever see Sergey in a setting as a press conference or any kind of setting like that, the guy has a great sense of humor. And sitting there at the press conference, it was an exchange between him and a reporter. I don't know whether she was Canada or it was really funny because she asked him, is there something about Canadian fighters that he does not like? And he says they talk too much trash. He's like, I don't like that. And he absolutely hates Adonis Stevenson. And he doesn't like John Pascal either. And you can really tell that. He doesn't try to hide it. And he's a straight up and down guy. So he really doesn't get into all the extracurricular talk. As far as the fight game, he gets in and gets out, does his training, he's ready to go. Fight is over, he talks about it, and he's gone. So I respect that too. I mean, a lot of guys out here who talk a big game, and then when it's time to get in that ring, you know, it's a whole different ball mindset. So I respect him for that. So we'll see. I mean, he was asked questions about who would he like to fight, and you had people bringing out the Andre Ward question, who personally I would love to see him fight Andre Ward, maybe at a catchweight, but who knows how that will turn out. But I would love for him to fight him. I think that'd be great. That'd be something I know HBO would be on board for, considering Donna Stevens and a few other light heavyweights are with Al Heyman and, you know, PBC. So maybe they can all work that out and squash that. And Adonis Stevenson, even though he's pretty much free, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he can do what he wants. So we'll see how that turns out, even though he's set to fight someone else. But, you know, I would like to see him fight Sergey or Andre Ward, or, you know, likes of that. But I'll tell you this, I think Inesky Gonzalez, you know, made a good name for himself as far as fighting Sergey. That would be another great opportunity for him. And of course, Jean Pascal, who was the winner of that fight. So there are some opportunities for different fighters. So we'll see how that turns out. So, nevertheless, if you'd like to call in about any sport, 718-305-6496. Please don't be shy. Ladies, if you're listening, please call in. 718-305-6496. I plan to do a 45-minute show tonight. I was so busy in Las Vegas that I wasn't able to do a show, but feel like you want to call in about your teams or college teams. I know NCAA football is about to get cracking, so if you have any team that you'd like to shout out or talk about, you can call up. Please feel free to do so. Now, getting back to last week's festivities, I was able to run into James Buddy McGirt, really humble guy. He's with his family, and came up to me, gave me a hug, and you know, really made me feel welcome. He said anytime he'd love to come back on the show. I thought that was pretty cool of him. All in all, it was a good weekend. So, nevertheless, if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. So, again, update on Major League Baseball. I see the Baltimore Orioles are up on Detroit 7-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning, no outs. They battled back. Detroit was up 5-0, I believe. So the Orioles have bounced back to take the lead. So getting to that, whatever else you guys would like to talk about. As I stated earlier, training camp has started, and have a lot of these teams getting revved up for the next month to get ready for opening day. I don't know quite who I'm picking as my Super Bowl picks right now, but of course you got the obvious. I'll start out west. You have Seattle, of course, who's going to be tough. Their defense is awesome. Reminds me of the old Raven defense. Is very aggressive, fast at all positions. Got the Broncos in the AFC West. I don't know how they're going to do. I'm interested to see how Peyton Manning looks. Seems like at the end of the year, he lost some zip on his ball. A lot of balls were floating, so I don't know. Kansas City Chiefs, which I think the Chiefs are going to be pretty tough. They got a lot of speed on offense, and I think, you know, with Alex Smith, if he gets the ball to the right guys, they can make things happen. So I'm really interested to see how they turn out. Houston Texans and AFC South, I think it's pretty much up between them and the Colts. Andrew Luck, young stallion, if you will, Indianapolis Colts. The guy can flat out, you know, play. Smart guy, young, intelligent, strong, fast, quick. And Andrew Luck is one of those special kind of quarterbacks. Of course, Houston Texans and J.J. Watt, who I think is one of the best football players in the league. Most guys, most people, when you say, well, who's the best player in the league? They always go to an offensive player, which tells me they really don't know a lot about the sport. 9 times out of 10, they'll go to an offensive player, which is ridiculous to me because it kind of makes the game one-sided. He is definitely a top 5 football player. I don't care who you're looking at. NFC South, who knows whether it's the Panthers or the Falcons. Well, we have a caller on the line. And hello, caller. How are you?
All righty. How you doing? Is this Kelly McKee?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I listen to your show periodically. I've certainly caught a whoop. I tried to catch you before you went off the air. But
all right.
I want to talk about. First of all, I want to talk about some fights Thursday night. That guy, that first fight with Pascal in it, you know, I don't know what happened with that fight, but it was an awesome fight all the way around. I mean, they was in their balance. They was really in their balance.
I'll tell you what, to be there right at ringside, and after each round, the crowd would give him a standing ovation. And that ought to tell you how much these guys were given in the ring. So you're right. It was a wonderful fight.
I haven't seen a fight like that in a long time, but it was great. And I was told that Amir Khan had fought. Am I right about that?
Amir Khan is at 147. These guys were. You mean Amir Khan fought these two guys before?
No, I'm saying, do he have a fight coming up, or did he just fight?
He just fought a couple months ago, but supposedly they're trying to set up a mega fight over in England with him and Kell Brook, which I think would be a great fight because he is out of the Mayweather sweepstakes, if you will, now. But as far as over in England, Amir Khan and Kell Brook, they could fill a 70,000 seats. Stadium if they chose to make that fight.
Right. I like to see Amir fight. I enjoy his fight, you know.
Yeah, Amir's pretty good. He's quick and he's smart and intelligent. But
I've always enjoyed him fight. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I've always just enjoyed watching him fight.
I'm sorry, Carly, you broke up.
No, I can't put my finger on what it is that I like about him, but I just like his style. I like it. I guess
I'm sorry, Carly, you broke up on the line. I guess we had a faulty connection. Feel free to call back. Again, he makes a real good point about Amir Khan. Amir Khan is absolutely one of the quickest fighters at 147 pounds. I don't know exactly what his plans for, but as I stated, the fight with Kell Brook will bring a lot of money and a lot of attention, especially over in England. And if it's on a major network, it would really, I think, would do great ratings here as well in the United States. I would be into that fight. Kell Brook, of course, he annihilated his last opponent, and he also beat Sean Porter pretty convincingly. So that's a fight that I would definitely enjoy. So again, you want to call in 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. Again, I was going over the football until we got more callers. NFC East, of course, the Cowboys, the Giants, Eagles, and Redskins. I don't know exactly what RG3 is going to do or how they're doing there. I don't know. Chip Kelly and the Eagles. There's been a lot of talk about Chip Kelly not liking black ball players. I don't know what to think about that. But sure, they give away a lot of talent in the last couple of years with DeSean Jackson and McCoy, and I don't know about that. I mean, we'll have to see. The Giants, I don't know. Eli's a pretty good quarterback, of course. But interested to see how Victor Cruz returns. The Cowboys, I think, are going to be really good. Tony Romo had a wonderful season last year, and they should have beat the Seahawks, but they kind of, I guess, crumbled at the end. So we'll see how that goes. But again, if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Update the baseball scores as we move along. Kansas City up on Toronto, 5-3. Kansas City, of course, made it to the World Series last year. Pretty tough team. Looking good again this year. We'll see how they see if they can make it back and see how they'll do. They're up on Kansas City 6-5 now in the bottom of the seventh. Cincinnati is chopped into that lead against Pittsburgh. It's 5-4, bottom of the seventh. So Yankees are up on the White Sox 7-2. So pretty full night of baseball. Again, the Dodgers are out west. They'll have take on the Angels. That will start at 10:10. Again, if you have any comments about any of your sports, feel free. We got about 5, 10 minutes left in the show. I didn't want to make it too long because I just wanted to go over some of the boxing tidbits and everything else. Yeah. So we have a lot of shy callers or a lot of wannabe shy callers. No one's calling in, so I see it's a lot of listeners out there, but no one's calling in. So don't be shy. Please call in. There's nothing is off limits. Off limits. So we can talk about anything. So 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. Want to touch on one social issue out there. Of course, a young man being killed in Cincinnati, unarmed man being killed in Cincinnati. Want to send my condolences out to his family. It's a pretty sad situation. I normally don't like to mix hard social issues with sports, but a lot of times it doesn't intertwine. you know, because I think a lot of athletes have a lot of a big platform where they can do or say positive things for, you know, their community or their country as a whole. But I know that his family is not listening, but I still would like, you know, send my heartfelt condolences out to his family in Cincinnati, Ohio. But another unfortunate incident. But as I've always stated, we live in this world together. So while we're here, we may as well get along, because all that other ridiculous crap really does not matter at the end of the day, which that's a saying that I hate to use. But, you know, if we're going to be in here, we may as well get along, because at this point, someone's skin is not a reason for you to hate them. Whether you're white, black, Mexican, Korean, if you hate a person because of their skin color, you really have an issue that needs to be addressed. And I will also state this, as being a young man from Baltimore, and I'll say it, I don't care who likes it, we have to respect ourselves if we want to get respect. So when we out here, we killing each other, what makes you think that we will get respect when we can't even take care of who we're supposed to take care of? So I won't get too deep in it, because I can really ramble on about that. But I'll just say, in the, you know, you have these senseless killings, but at the same time, as an example, in my city, 7 people were shot in one night, which is totally unacceptable. So we're going to have these uprisings because someone else, meaning another race, it's harmed somebody from the black race, but at the same time, we had 7 shootings, and no one said anything. It's like, okay, that's okay. Hurting each other is not a reason to, you know, be in this life and just to hurt people for no reason. That's ridiculous. And as I've always stated, all we got is us, so. You know, that's why I enjoy these sports, and I try to, when I interview someone, I always have to have them say something positive from, number one, where they from, you know, and how they get into it. Because a lot of these people, especially in boxing, a lot of these guys come from hard upbringing, and they chose not to give up, and that's why I respect boxers so much. Because through all that bullshit that they could have gotten into, they persevered and tried to make a way. So if you ever want to know why I enjoy the sport so much, or basketball or baseball or football, because a lot of them are just like me. And, you know, they chose to, you know, for the most part, do the right thing. And, you know, so that's what I respect. But nevertheless, you want to call in, chime in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. We still got a few minutes left in the 45-minute show, so I can talk all night. But, I mean, I want some, you know, please feel free, call and have some interaction. I would love to hear what you guys have to say about anything. So, looks like the Orioles have scored another run against Detroit. It's now 8-6. So their bats came alive tonight. Interesting. So I had a chance to meet Dan Rayfield of ESPN as well. Seems like a really nice guy. Busy, so when you meet these guys, you don't want to take too much of their time or become a groupie of sorts, but you respect their grind, you respect their hustle, you respect what they do. So, you know, it was good to meet him as well. Of course, when you go to these boxing events, you always see, whether it's movie stars or, other athletes or politicians, whatever it might be, who it's amazing how they look at boxers in a certain light, as if they're almost starstruck at boxers. I remember at one point in America, a boxer was the most famous person on the planet. Whether it be Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Rocky Marciano, even Jack Johnson. I mean, these guys were mega famous. Mike Tyson. I mean, you can go anywhere. Muhammad, like I said, Muhammad Ali, you can go any place in the world and you know these guys. So, in other sports, other guys in other sports always respected them. So, and I think they'll always be looked at in that light. Even with a Floyd Mayweather, you see how other guys appreciate his skill and his craft, and it's a pretty unique thing to watch. So, yeah, I totally respect that. But nevertheless, we're winding down on the show, and I appreciate you guys listening to my updates on the great sport of boxing. I'll be doing a show next week as well, but please check out my blog post at chillingwithcheese.com. Also, check my like page at facebook.com/chillingwithcheese. And also, catch me on Twitter. Always have some crazy tweets during the fights, and you guys will probably get a kick out of that. So, please leave your comments at all times on any social media outlet that I have. I will always get back to you. Again, ladies, we'll have the Sweetest Science, and I'm really excited about this. The Sweetest Science t-shirt and boxer shorts, and I think it'd be really good. I think the guys, if you have a lady or wife or girlfriend or significant other, I think it'd be really something nice to give them. So I will have all these products reasonably priced, so don't think I'll try to outprice the market. It's just something fun to do and to help promote my website. So hope you guys capitalize on it and enjoy it as well. So yeah, just keep up with my updates, and I'll try to continue to give you the best information I can. I don't like to do a lot of speculation when I, write my articles or do anything like that. Most of my articles are brief and right to the point, so I don't want to, make them long and drawn out. I just want to capture the reader's attention and you move on to the next article. So that's the focus of my blog, to keep you interested, and then read the next one, read the next one. But hope you guys enjoy it. So nevertheless, I'm chilling with Cheese. I really appreciate you guys listening in, and I'll catch you next week. I'll update my next day and time on all the social media outlets, so you guys will have a chance to see when and where I'll be broadcasting from. Maybe next week I may be doing it from a local establishment. I'm not sure, but nevertheless, I will have one. So until next week, chilling with Cheese, and I'm out.